Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home because, well, who doesn't want better relationships? We're talking about cultivating those positive connections with family and friends, the ones that lift you up, make you laugh, and feel genuinely supported. Ever feel like your inner circle is more of a pressure cooker than a peace zone? You know that feeling when things get heated, or maybe even silent? That's where stoicism comes in. It's not just about being emotionally stoic. It's about building strength and resilience in every area of your life, including your relationships. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism sounds serious, Madison. Can't I just vent my frustrations? Absolutely, venting is healthy sometimes, but stoicism teaches us to also look at those situations with a little more perspective. It's about understanding that our reactions often stem from our own perceptions and expectations, not necessarily reality itself. So, how do we turn up the volume on positivity and downsize the drama in our relationships? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, supportive connections. 1. Practice active listening. I'm talking beyond just hearing words. It's about truly understanding where the other person is coming from. Ask questions, reflect back what you hear, and resist the urge to interrupt or offer solutions right away. Remember, sometimes people just need a sounding board, not a fix-it kit. Ever notice how much better you feel after someone genuinely listens to you? It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders, right? That's the power of active listening. It creates a safe space for vulnerability and connection. 2. Cultivate empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes is crucial here. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone has their own unique experiences, beliefs, and challenges shaping their reactions. Think about it. How would you feel in their situation? Being able to understand and acknowledge their feelings, even if they seem irrational, builds a bridge of compassion. 3. Set healthy boundaries. This doesn't mean being closed off or unapproachable. It's about defining what feels comfortable for you. Let your loved ones know your limits and expectations respectfully. It's like having a safety net in place that protects both you and the relationship. Sometimes, setting boundaries can even strengthen those connections because they allow for more respect and understanding. 4. Focus on gratitude. Take time to appreciate the good things in your relationships. Express your gratitude for their support, their laughter, and their presence in your life. You know that feeling when someone does something thoughtful for you? It makes your heart feel warm and fuzzy, right? Expressing gratitude regularly reinforces those positive feelings and strengthens the bond. 5. Be forgiving. Holding on to grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Everyone makes mistakes, even people we love deeply. Practicing forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means choosing to release the anger and resentment so that you can heal and rebuild. Think about how much lighter you feel when you let go of grudges. It's freeing. Now, let me paint you a picture with a relatable example. Imagine your sister calls you up in a panic because she's having a meltdown over her work project. She starts venting everything, blaming everyone around her, and you're feeling the frustration rising within you. But remember what we talked about: active listening, empathy, and boundaries. Instead of jumping into problem-solving mode or getting caught up in her negativity, take a deep breath, listen to her worries without judgment, acknowledge her feelings well. That sounds incredibly stressful, and then gently guide the conversation towards solutions by asking questions like, what can we brainstorm together? By practicing these stoic principles, you'll not only de-escalate the situation, but also strengthen your bond with your sister. So remember, building strong, positive relationships takes effort, conscious choices, and a dash of stoic wisdom. It's about cultivating empathy, setting healthy boundaries, expressing gratitude, and practicing forgiveness, all while staying true to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you apply stoicism in your own relationships? What's one thing you learned today that you can implement right away? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if this podcast has resonated with you. Until next time, keep building your stoic core. Strength, resilience, and balance are always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.